You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I'm Matt Fidler. Okay, folks, if you have a property on the ridge that burned in the campfire and you had any kind of structure over 120 square feet, January 31st was the deadline to sign the right of entry form for the free government-supported debris removal program. Please visit buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal to get started if you haven't already. From what I understand, if you miss this deadline, you'll have to sign up for the alternate program by the end of February and hire a contractor at your own expense to clean up the burnt housing debris before it gets washed into Butte Creek and other tributaries to the Feather River. Property owners on the ridge, please do this. For me, this is toxic runoff that can really spoil our watershed, which is extremely important to the area, as we all know. Again, information is at buttecountyrecovers.org. Now, some good news is that the number of people living at the emergency shelter at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds has gone from over 600 people to just over 300 people, with about half sleeping inside on beds and the rest sleeping in their RVs. The bad news is that the shelter was supposed to close at the end of January. The site has been extended for a few weeks to try to secure housing for the remaining 300 plus people. The Butte Strong Fund is working on getting rid of barriers that are stopping that from happening, like assisting people with vehicle repairs and paying rent for RV spaces so they can start to move on with their lives. Despite previous county rules that state a property owner could move back to their burnt land in a trailer or RV as long as they were over 100 feet away from any burnt structures, FEMA now says this might endanger reimbursement for debris cleanup from the federal government. Now, normally, FEMA does not pay for debris cleanup at all after a disaster like this, but they are this time because of the need to eliminate immediate threats to life, public health, and safety. But if property owners are allowed to live back on the land, it suggests that there are not immediate threats to life, public health, and safety, negating the need for the funding of the debris cleanup effort. Paradise Public Information Officer Ursula Smith said the town council is to have an emergency meeting to discuss these issues and whether they're going to have to ask people to evacuate their land once again to ensure public funding for the cleanup effort. A specific date for this meeting has not been set. If you have any campfire recovery news that you think we should know about, please send me an email to the station at fireupdates@kzfr.org. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week, right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.